Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to another
night. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it?
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know, if you join us on a regular basis, I'm your host, Ronald Bethay. And you know the slogan for this show: if there's power in numbers, then the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative LLC captures that power for your financial benefit. The Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative LLC serves as an economic blueprint for renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American-owned renewable energy companies to address the effects of high energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities, to utilize African-American-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for renewable energy projects to bring down the under and underemployment of young African-American men and women locally and nationally, also to educate the African and African-American community locally and nationally and throughout the diaspora about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. You know, also know if you join us on regular basis, ladies and gentlemen, that this show is brought to you every week by the National Association of Blacks and Solar, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, which is dedicated to with the mission of increasing market share for African-American-owned African-American renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with addressing those issues that go unabated in our communities because of the lack of community engagement. That is the purpose of this platform, Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize. We have a little distortion of feedback this morning in our studio. We're working on it right now with our engineer to straighten out that issue. And we'll be bringing this entire platform to you over what radio. We can be heard on iTunes. We are streaming via Facebook, Twitter, and Link. Not Facebook, now known as X, and Link. And you know, if you log on to PositiveChangePC.com, that's PositiveChange, P as in Paul, and C as in Cat.com, you'll be able to go to our catalog and hear a litany of exciting interviews that we've done over this past year. Ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, we are entering into our final stretch run for 2023 here on the platform of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America, and looking at the fact that we did did our first broadcast, which was brought to you back in November of 2016. Fast forward, 2023, we are actually celebrating our 7th year on the airways of Blog Talk Radio. As I've indicated, we can be heard over on iTunes. We are streaming Face, X, Twitter, and Link, and we hope in the very, very near future to have another option to bring you this exciting information that we provide every week here over the platform known to you as Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know if you join us on a regular basis that the call-in number for this show is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. And please remember, you will be in our green room. Once you dial that number, you have to press 1 after dialing that call-in number, and we can bring you from our green room right on into our living room, and we want to bring you on in and invite you to have a seat so we can at the table, so we can be talking with you rather than just about issues that affect you everyday pocketbook issues. Can anyone say, have you checked the fact that your electricity bill has gone up over 25% over the last 12 months in energy? We know the game that's being played, everything has been is blamed on the Biden administration, and it said, oh, it's inflation. No, the game is called corporate greed with our large GOP gas, oil, and petroleum lobby on Capitol Hill, which represents the gas, oil companies in this country. Make no mistake about it. We don't want to get it confused. We know that the only way we're going to be able to combat climate change, it has been scientifically proven, and we know that unless we decarbonize, we're going to continue to have these issues. Directly following this show today, there will be a webinar which I will be on, which will be discussing exactly that issue, decarbonization, and this decarbonization of transportation, and the carbon transportation issue is a looming issue as it relates to African American communities and other so-called communities of color around the United States of America, because we have been completely left out of this process. The only executive order that is supposed to be addressing that issue is called the Justice for the Initiative, which we have beaten the drum time and time again over this platform, Solar Now Future, with its economic impact. And as I indicated, that we will be joining our energy policy for a discussion on electrical vehicles and infrastructure and regulations immediately following the show today. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to jump right back on into our platform that we have and subject matter that we have scheduled for you today, as we take a stroll in looking at a recent article which was published here in the Washington Informer newspaper by Kayla Benjamin. The very interesting question: checking the weather, home ownership, and climate change risk. This is a recent article that was published on yesterday, November the 28th, 2023. A house near the northeast D.C. border fills up with 3 feet of water during a rainstorm in September. To the homeowners and potential home buyer to understand their house flood history and other climate change risks. If you are picking out clothes for the following day, you'll probably glance at the weather forecast. If you are making weekend plans, it's often useful to check to see if predictions include rain or snow. Decisions about long-term futures, like what house to buy or how to invest in home maintenance, require a lot of information. That's what we can find with a quick look at the app or a local news. But home buyers and home owners can benefit from thinking about weather, specifically how weather will change as the planet condition warms up, and what might impact can it have on their home ownership plans. This is very important, ladies and gentlemen. The question is, what climate change has to do with home ownership? Climate change, which is caused by burning fossil fuels like oil and gas, makes certain weather events, including flooding, storms, and heat waves, more intense and more frequent. The U.S. government's fifth National Climate Assessment, released November 14, 2023, reported that disasters costing at least $1 billion in damages now hits the U.S. every 3 weeks, over the average $180 billion in disaster adjustments or inflation. Others occur only once every 4 months, according to this report. Lower exposure to climate hazards. Now, we're going to take a delve into this, but we're going to get real personal with this, ladies and gentlemen. Back in July, on July 28th of 2023, a tremendous storm hit the Washington metropolitan area. I reside in Prince George's County, right outside of your nation's capital, the District of Columbia, and we are in Prince George's County in our area known as Tacoma Park, Maryland. This storm came through, and we have six-story trees that are directly in the back of our homes, because most of these housing and these developments were built in wooded areas. Long story short, the wind took the roof completely off of my home here in Tacoma Park. The issue is, your roof is supposed to be covered by your homeowner's insurance, which is required by law if you have a mortgage. Most people who are purchasing homes are going to have a mortgage for 30 to 40 years if they don't have a 20-year or shorter term of financing. With these newer mortgage products that are being offered in the marketplace over the 10 years that they're offering these new products, where you can pay a whole home off in 15 to 20 years by increasing more payment on the principal rather than just paying the bare payment, which you would get from your mortgage company. You can cut down and save a tremendous amount of money on interest over these mortgages over the long haul by putting another $50 to $60 to $100 a month, if one can afford to do that, or toward that monthly payment. And specify that that money goes directly against the principal and not on the interest. So in purchasing homes, and if we're looking at homeowners' insurance, why is it that I'm going to name my carrier, State Farm, can buy these multi-$100 million advertising advertisements up against the National Basketball Association, the National Football League, Major League Basketball. But when it comes for them time for them to pay to help a customer who has had damage done to their roof, they're very difficult to deal with. Difficult that I've had to file a complaint with the Maryland State Office of Insurance, send in through my insurance broker, a reconsideration of the claim because the adjuster that came out to my home said he couldn't make a determination when damage can clearly be seen that took place on July 28, 2023. They refused to pay for the damage to the roof, and we had to completely replace our roof of our home. And we were able to get a tremendous deal in replacing that roof, and we were asked what would it have cost if we wouldn't have went the route we did. So our total request from our homeowner's insurance was only $4,000 for replacing the roof. They refused to do that. So these are the issues with climate change and global warming. If the state insurance agency's enforcement division is not processing any of these claims, and I have filed this claim since back in July. It is now November going into December and haven't heard one thing back from our Maryland State Office of Insurance Claims Division, which is another issue affecting home ownership and buying property. Because by law, wherever you are, you're going to have homeowners insurance. Why aren't our legislators digging down on having congressional hearings about how homeowners are being denied billions of dollars in claims that they're filing with these homeowners insurance companies for very legitimate claims because of climate change? This is a perfect example of the issues surrounding home ownership. It ain't everything it's put out there to be, ladies and gentlemen, but it beats paying rent. Now, with that being said, National Climate Assessment. Now, we're going to click on, before we do that, we're going to look at the lower exposure to climate hazards, higher housing prices. Some houses with higher exposure to climate hazards lost value due to the climate. Currently, inland flooding risks, they're up 4.6%. Future sea level rises 14.7%. That's huge, ladies and gentlemen, when you're talking about coastline communities. Past wildfires, 9.3%. They're up now negative 27.7%. Other climate hazards, including hurricanes, temperatures, droughts, and ecosystem health. Climate hazards influence real estate prices much at like square footage or a number of bedrooms in a house. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. Exposure to climate hazards has a negative effect on real estate values. The loss to this graphic comes from studies of specific areas impacted by disasters, so they may not represent average loss nationwide. Then you have a national climate assessment link here, which we're going to click on, and we're going to refresh that and see what we can do. Code here, ladies and gentlemen. Let me refresh my browser so we can continue here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. We're going to jump right to back to the issue of checking the weather, home ownership, and climate change risks. Now, this is very interesting. This morning on News Channel 8 here in Washington, D.C., there was a similar report put through the national news desk talking about this same issues. So we're glad to find out that we are right on time with what needs to be discussed. That now, as we've indicated, the National Climate Assessment, the fifth National Climate, is coming back to us, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, it is. The fifth, oh man. The fifth National Climate Assessment is the U.S. government's pertinent report on climate change impacts, risk, and responses. It's a congressional mandate interagency effort that provides scientific foundations to support informed decision-making across the United States of America. So this is a national report. And it starts off with the overview, understanding risk impacts and responses, how the United States is addressing climate change. The effects of human-caused climate change are already far-reaching and worsening across every region of the United States. Rapidly reducing greenhouse gas emissions can limit future warming and associated increases with many risks across the country. Efforts to adopt climate change and reduce emissions have expanded since 2018, and the U.S. emissions have fallen from peaking in 2007, however, without deeper cuts in the global net greenhouse gas emissions and accelerated adoption efforts, severe climate risks to the United States will continue to grow. Now, this is where the rubber meets the road, ladies and gentlemen, with media. As I indicated, when we turn on our media here in Washington, D.C., if you're not looking at MSNBC, all you're going to get is Fox News. They dominate the media, news media here in the Washington metropolitan area with News Channel 5, 8, CBS is 9, 4. You're basically getting the similar type of conservative reporting where everything is being pushed at the doorsteps, and I'm a registered independent, so let's be very, very clear, and I'm not a big Biden fan, but everything is directed to the Biden administration as though COVID-45, who we know as Donald Trump, with over 100-something charges, over a million people dead on his watch of how he bundled handling the, which people refer to it as the COVID-19 pandemic. I call it the COVID-19 plandemic. In the U.S. of America, many of us lost loved ones, including yours truly, through my wife's sister passing through that period with one of my first cousins. So it's a personal issue with many of us who lost loved ones during that era and time period, which we can reflect 2 years ago. The more the planet warms, the greater the impacts without rapid and deep reduction of global greenhouse emission gases from human activities. Risk of accelerating sea level rise intensifies extremely. Weather and harmful climate impacts will continue to grow. Each additional increment of warming is expected to lead to more damaging and greater economic losses compared to previous increments of warming. While the risk of catastrophic or unforeseen consequences increases 2.3 to 9.1. However, this also means increments of warming that the world avoids this action that can cut emissions for more carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, reduce the risk of full impacts of climate change. And while there are still uncertainties about how the planet reacts to rapid warming, the degree of which climate change can continue to worsen is largely in human hands. In addition to reducing risk to future generations, rapid emissions cuts are expected to have immediate health and economic benefits. At the national scale, the benefit of deep emissions cut from current and future generations are expected to far outweigh the cost. And this is, there's a introduction here for a link, which you can click on that, and you will be able to get more information concerning that. It talks about climate risks and opportunities in the U.S. Each additional increment warmings leads to greater risk. Water supply, food security, infrastructure, health, well-being, ecosystems, economy, livelihoods, and heritage. When we begin to look, climate is happening now in all regions of the U.S., and they break down the reagents, warm lights, heavy predict participation, direct change. How much of the U.S. warms depends on choices made by future global greenhouse emissions from human activity determined towards a high. Quickly, the U.S. Well, if that's the case, why is the GOP on Capitol Hill pushing back against every piece of legislation that's coming down the pipe? The governor of Wisconsin, Michigan, just signed a far-reaching greenhouse emissions bill to reduce emissions in the state of Michigan, and it's national news. You have the automobile industry, because they don't want to move to electric vehicles because they can't sell the 125,000 that are on their lots presently collecting dust. Now, I understand short-term bottom lines of keeping the lights on, paid, and the overhead to keep the business flowing and operational in the short term. But if the long term, if you're going to keep selling gas-driven vehicles, then we might as well close up and everybody get a shovel and go dig their own holes and get in it. This is where we are, ladies and gentlemen. We are at a cross point in society of what decisions do we make. But when we listen to the mainstream media, the Fox 5's, News Channel 8's national news desk, everything is the GOP is responsible for anything. They didn't cause any problems. But they're the ones who are pushing back against renewable energy alternatives to gas and fossil fuels. I mean, you can't have it both damn ways. Either we going to move in a direction, but it all comes down to educating the public that this is why you go to the polls and vote, and what is your local, state, county, federal representative's position on these issues. Because if they're going to push back because the gas and oil lobby is putting money in their political campaigns, their personal interests ain't your interests. They're supposed to be elected to represent your interests, but they're looking out for their own. So with that being said, we try to make it plain here on Solar Now in the future with its economic impact on African and African Americans locally and nationally and throughout the diaspora and other communities of color, because we're the ones who are disproportionately, our communities are being impacted, and we're the last one that gets some help. even when you are paying the bill, then you got to take on the role of becoming an investigator and a lawyer and go through the process, because getting help right now to get anything done as it relates to your county, state, federal agencies, and I live right here in the DMV market area, ladies and gentlemen, ain't nobody come back to work. So everybody says they're working from home. They're at home, but they ain't doing no working other than what they want to do. When it comes for them to respond to the customer base or the taxpayers, oh, would you please send us an email, send us a text that they're not going to even look at. So this is why this is important. How much more the U.S. wants depend on choices made today? I'm not making this up. Future global greenhouse gas emissions from human activities determine whether and how quickly the U.S. reaches warming levels associated with greater risk. And it gives you very high, 5 SSP 5.5. And it breaks intermediate, low, 2.1 to 2.6. And what has to be done? Actions to limit future warming can reduce the risk. Low carbon energy jobs, improve air quality, health benefits, economic benefits, reduce risk of ecosystem, reduce risk of body biodiversity, more options for adaptation, social benefits. Oh, all this sounds good, but you got to deal with the gas and oil lobby. Now, climate change presents risks while actions to limit warming to reduce risk present opportunities in the U.S. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come right back to this, but we're going to take a slight pause for the cause here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America as we drill down on checking the weather, home ownership, and climate change here on the platform of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America as we continue to bring you another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Yeah, it seems like the more you try to work with your platform provider, the more issues we seem to have here with Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Here.
Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Bethea, and you know if you join us on a regular basis, you know that this show is brought to you by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, which serves as an economic blueprint for self-reliance for renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African and African American owned renewable energy companies to address the effects of the high energy costs affecting our historically black colleges and universities, to utilize African American owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for renewable energy projects to bring down the under and underemployment of young African and African American men and women locally and nationally and throughout the diaspora, also to educate the African and African American community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. You also know the show is brought to you every week, ladies and gentlemen, by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. And you can get more information on that initiative by logging on to our website at Positive Change, P as in Paul, C as in cat.com. That's Positive Change, PC.com. Go over to our GoFundMe link. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, you will find the 68K that we are trying to, 68,000 we're trying to raise is not because we are the greedy, but much more the needy to be able to take this and this show, Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America, and purchase any radio airtime so that we'll be able to reach many more of our young folk who are high school and college age and graduate age demographics here in the DMV and nationally across this country, because we've got to get our young African-American youth educated around this new green economy. Because the question is, I've raised since 2018, is where is the green economic development plan in the implementation of the Biden Build Back Better Inflation Reduction Act? Well, we've been actually doing this since 2019, not 18, but 19. Where is it? When he first came into office after he was elected in 2020, the first thing Biden did was sign Executive Order 14009 and 13985. People need to know what those executive orders, what's in those executive orders, because those executive orders are the only thing that President Biden can do without it passing the, going through the process of going through the U.S. House and Senate on the Hill. That's how he has to do things if he wants to get anything done, because this is a long-range game plan, ladies and gentlemen. You have to do one thing. Follow the money. And all you got to do is follow the money, check with your Board of Elections, see who is contributing to your House and Senate representatives, getting them put where? Into Congress, and you find out that the gas and oil lobby, like with the bankers, we got the best Congress that money can finance, ladies and gentlemen. Because if that wasn't the case, why does it cost so much money to run for national and local statewide offices now? So don't get this twisted. When you pull into your local gas station and we tank up and buy gas, we getting gas more than one way. Yeah, that's we getting gas more than one way. And only here on Solar Now in the Future, with its economic impact on Black America, that we giving it to you straight with no chaser. We are being gas more than one way, because these gas and oil companies are controlling the narrative All you got to do is turn on what they call, it used to be your boob tube like the television, but now you can, laptop, iPhone, Android phone, and it's streaming. It's coming straight at you. And everybody's saying is let the big boys still eat. Now, the coal industry, that's a, they still want to use that. As we know, these dirty fossil fuels are the reasons why the planet is on the verge of destruction. I ain't making it up. You ain't got to take my word for it. Just go to Solar Now, Positive Change. As we say, Positive Change. PC.com. Click on the news and events tab. Scroll down and go through our archives of articles and data put out by the top minds worldwide around the issue of climate change, and you will find out, ladies and gentlemen, it don't look good for the home team. And with the U.S. military being one of the largest polluters on the planet, because we spend billions with those submarines, ships on the oceans, patrolling planes, get off my planet before sundown. I'm the big boy on the planet. And Red China, right behind us, and we know who the competing forces are over the world economy. When we get to the Middle East, we know what this is all about. It ain't about no Hamas. This is about who's going to control the flow of the resources, gas, natural oil resources, and precious minerals that are coming from our motherland of Africa through the Gaza Straits to go into China and the Europe to be processed and sold back to Africa. We bring it to you uncut here on Soul and Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Now, this show is also brought to you by the National Association of Blacks in Solar. I happen to be the president of that organization. We have recently, several months back, received our letter of determination. We still have to mount putting together everything we need to do in terms of getting registered with SAM and crossing all the I's and dotting all the T's, so we don't have a campaign going on online for the National Association while everybody's saying this is giving time and this is when people going to give out what they're going to give out. And if you ain't up and running, you ain't in the mix. Well, we're not in the mix, ladies and gentlemen. The only way we can let people know that we're not the greedy but the needy is through this platform, Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get back to our what's going on when you are checking the weather with home ownership and climate change risks. This is being brought to you in a very timely manner, ladies and gentlemen, because if you stuck your head out the door, we know what's going on. Every fraction of the degree of additional warming will lead to increased risks across multiple sectors in the U.S. Table 1, 2, and current future climate risks to the United States are below. Rapid, substantial reductions of greenhouse gases that cause global warming, these climate risks in the U.S. are expected to increase. Top right, people born in North Carolina, America in 2020 on average will be exposed to more climate-related hazards compared to people born in 1965. How many more extreme climate events currently generations experience compared to previous generations will depend on the level of warming. So we're talking about generational impact. Bottom left, climate strips chart shows observed changes in the U.S. annual average surface temperatures from 1951 to 2022. I was born September 8, 1951. I'm 72 years old, so this goes back 72 years, ladies and gentlemen, that they are tracking a projected change of temperature for 2023 to 2095 for five climate scenarios ranging from very high scenarios where greenhouse gas emissions continue to increase through most of the century, a very slow scenario where emissions declines rapidly, reaching net zero by around mid-century. Figure 1-4, Table 3, guide to the report. Each vertical strip represents observes or projected changes in temperature for a given year compared to 1951 to 1980. Average changes are averaged over 50 states and Puerto Rico, but not including data from U.S. affiliate Pacific Islands and the U.S. Virgin Islands. You can see that below. Average climate benefits, even most aggressive emission cuts may not be detectable before the middle of the century. There are many other potential near-term benefits and opportunities from the actions of reduced greenhouse emissions. The figures and credits are top left to the right, and these are links, ladies and gentlemen. You can find that all where? At positivechangepc.com. You want to scroll down on this article, which I'm said it's a short article, but it has a tremendous amount of data, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the mitigation, adoption, and resilience. Throughout this report, three important terms are used to describe the primary adoption of reducing risk of climate change. Mitigation, which measures to reduce the amount and rate of future climate change by reducing emissions of heat-trapping gases, primary carbon dioxide, or removing greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. An adaptation process of adjusting an actual or expected environmental change and its effects in a way to seek to moderate harm or exploit beneficial opportunities. Resilience, the ability to repair the threats of hazards, adapt to change conditions, and withstand, recover rapidly or adversely conditions and disruptions. U.S. emissions have decreased while the economy and population have grown. So it's a tremendous amount, ladies and gentlemen, of data here in charts. And it breaks it down for the Southeast. It breaks it down the states. It'll give you Virginia, Tennessee, South Carolina, North Carolina, Mississippi, Louisiana, Kentucky, Georgia, Florida, Arkansas, Alabama. That's the Southeast. Northeast region is going to give you Connecticut, Delaware, District of Columbia, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont, West Virginia. And then you got the U.S. Caribbean, Puerto Rico, U.S. Virgin Islands, Midwest. It breaks that down. In those regions, Illinois, Indiana, Idaho, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Ohio, and Wisconsin, Northern Great Plains, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Southern Great Plains, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Northwest, Iowa, Oregon, Washington, Southwest, Arizona, California, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, then Alaska, Hawaii is affiliate. And it breaks everything down for every jurisdiction and every state part of the United States of America. Then it goes into regional actions. The storm water in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania requires new developments and plans. Southeast, the data is here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm saying we hit the mother load here with this show today bringing you this information on solar now in the future with its economic impact on Black America now. What we gonna do? We gonna keep it moving here. What we doing? We checking the weather to see home ownership and climate change and climate risk. So we wanna look at that. But we got about 10 more minutes and we gotta switch gears here because we wanna talk about this. We wanna talk about this money and that's going out the door from the Inflation Reduction Act. And you ever heard of a firm called BlackRock nabs $1 billion of your tax dollars for energy transition infrastructure for infrastructure fund? Now, it's interesting to me, ladies and gentlemen, because the National Association of Blacks and Solar Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, we pulled together a collaboration of African-American-owned companies and one of our historically Black colleges and universities, Tougaloo College, over a year ago, and we went after a grant that came through the Department of Commerce. It was a part of an initiative called the Good Jobs Challenge. We're going to take a slight pause for the calls, ladies and gentlemen, because we need to clear our throat a little bit because we want to really make sure y'all hear all of this, okay? Here on the
Life is a song once singing. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Solar Now and the future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know, I'm your host, Ronald Buffet, and you know if you join us on a regular basis that the slogan for this show, if there's power in numbers, then the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, captures that power for your financial benefit. Now, the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, what do? It serves as an economic blueprint for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American renewable energy companies to address the effects of high energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities, to utilize Black-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for renewable energy projects to bring down the under and underemployment of young African-American men and women locally and nationally. Also to educate the Black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and need for environmental education in the African-American community through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Ladies and gentlemen, and you know that this show is also brought to you by Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative, which you're listening to over the platform of Blog Talk Radio. We can be heard over iTunes. We are streaming via X, formerly known as Facebook, Twitter, and Link. Ladies and gentlemen, and you can log on to our website anytime at PositiveChange, P as in Paul, C as in Cat.com, and you can listen to this show. So with that being said, welcome, welcome back, because we've got to talk about this $1 billion in your tax dollars, Black, that BlackRock misgot. As I was saying, we pulled together collaboration, and we went after a $19 million grant for workforce development training to train almost 1,000 of our young people in 5 southern states, starting with Maryland, the District of Columbia, Virginia, South Carolina, Georgia, Mississippi. Tougaloo College was our lead beneficiary. Tougaloo College was going to be offering the first HBCU to offer a short summer 18-hour session in renewable energy. We were going to be training energy auditors, solar installation installers, and electricians for EV charging infrastructure and commercial wiring. Ladies and gentlemen, that is needed in the church of what's happening now with our young people. They need those skill sets right now. They can get paid. Little boys say they got more work than Carter got pills. But who we training to do this? It can't be everybody that's showing up at the border when we got all these young people who are coming out of not even completing high school. They ain't even interested in high school. Ladies and gentlemen, believe me when I tell you what I'm telling you, what I'm telling you. But anyway, we're going to jump right back into this very short piece because we want to get this out in a few minutes, okay? BlackRock nabs $1 billion for energy transition to their infrastructure page. You'll find this under our news and events. BlackRock announces November 16 has approaching $1 billion in capital commitments for the Green Infrastructure Fund, which will invest in businesses playing roles in clean energy transition in North America and Europe. The firm secured a chunk of funding through its European funding partners programs and expects 50 to 60% of the final portfolio to be allocated through Western European businesses. The fund will also focus on transportation, digital infrastructure, and circulatory economies. The fund has already signed an agreement with Acquire Lighthouse, a portfolio of solar and battery storage investments currently operating in 6 states. BlackRock said that the portfolio operates are supported by the Inflation Reduction Act, which passed last year and introduced $369 billion in clean energy and climate incentives. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to have to dive deep in deep dive under utility dive here by logging on to news and events at positivechangepc.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time. We're getting ready to close this show. We hope that we brought you news that you could definitely use here. We didn't have anyone to call in today. But we know when we hit this mic, we got to flow and get ready because it's time for us to get out the door. And as we always say to our folks, we hope we brought you news that you definitely can use with that piece because it's so important, ladies and gentlemen, that we understand that before you go out and buy a house, you better check the weather. It don't get no more basic than that. Checking the weather, home ownership, and climate change risk. There are risks associated with purchasing a home. And that, with that being said, we hope, as we said, we bought news that you can definitely use. And until next week, as we always close, we hope, and as we said, you can go to our website, go over to our GoFundMe link. You will see that we're definitely not the greedy, but the needy. So you can make a contribution to the National Association of Blacks and Solar. It's a write-off, 501c3. We have our letter of determination from IRS, and we can provide you with that tax ID number. So not a problem. But like I said, we don't have the website up and the bells and the whistles and everything ready, because we've been fighting the good fight, ladies and gentlemen. And until next week, we hope we brought news that you definitely can use. Until then, we say go in peace as we close another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Here, you get it straight, Chaser. I'm your host.
Life is a song worth singing.
I can tell.
Sing it. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you?
Sing it. You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it?